Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
It was good news yesterday for live music. The lifting of restrictions, we're about to see the return of gigs, in other words. That's going to be very important for what we're talking about next, because we're talking about here new albums from Irish artists in 2022. So Chris Jones is here now to take us through some of these albums. And one of them, tell me about The Damnation of the Deer. Chris, what's all that about?
The name of the new album from Fontaines DC, Skinty Fear. That is the Irish translation, The Damnation of the Deer. Don't ask me the exact origin of where the story came from, but that's what they're saying anyway. Extremely prolific Dublin band, of course, releasing their third album. This is going to be in April. That's the follow-up to Hero's Death, which was Grammy-nominated actually last year, came out in 2020. Frontman Graeme Chatton says the album is influenced by the experience of being an Irishman in England. And I think from the single that I think we're going to hear, Jackie Down the Line, maybe going in a little bit of a more tuneful direction than some of their noisier stuff in the past.
My friend Sally says she knows you, desert you, I am Jackie down the line.
And that's what's called Jackie Down the Line. That's Skinty Fear is the album coming out from Fontaines DC. Now, that's going to be the third album. Wow, they'll certainly be ready for live gigs and taking over some of the festivals in the summer. No question about it. So, where else are we going, Chris, for 2022?
I think next we'll go to CMAT. Now, she's got her debut album coming out, which is going to be called If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead. CMAT stands for Ciara Mary Alice Thompson. She's a singer-songwriter from Dublin. In her words, her musical style is a mashup of Dolly Parton, Weird Al Yankovic and Katy Perry. And she sings about such things as Marianne Keys, Robbie Williams and Chicken Rules. So there's a lot of humour going on. There's a lot of camp irony. But the voice and the songwriting are up there with the
wow,
best.
Daniel Radcliffe is playing Weird Al Yankovic in a movie coming up soon. I'm going to be talking about Weird Al Yankovic on the programme tomorrow. But if you say CMAT, this is called Lonely.
But if there was a God, I'd be killing him. But Tony's God, when I have, I'll be willing.
If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead. And that middle word is spelled N-E-W and not K-N-E-W. Okay, where to next, Chris?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. We'll go to Tolu McKay next, I think. She has an as-yet-untitled debut album coming out later on in the year, I think in the autumn. There's the first single is going to be in March, I'm told. She's a singer and songwriter who was born in Nigeria, raised in Offaly, then went to study in Galway and is now based in Dublin. She actually went viral just over a year ago. She performed an incredible version of N17 by the Soul Doctors with the RTE Concert Orchestra for a sort of remote New Year performance on RTE. That went crazy, so I think she's going to have a very big year.
Okay, and there's no title for the album yet, but she will have an album out, her debut in 2022, and you can see her on Fanning and Whelan tonight as well, Tula McKay.
We're gonna make it out one day. We're gonna celebrate and say
pain, cause I ain't felt the same since they called.
And another guy there featured on the programme last week, that's Malachi, that's he's featuring on that track there called The Light from Tula McKay. Now, where are we going next, Chris?
Next up, we'll go with Pillow Queens, I think. Another Dublin indie band. They released their debut album In Waiting in 2020. So pretty much just at the start of the pandemic, I think. The follow-up is coming in April. It's going to be called Leave the Light On. I think, although obviously they've been curtailed by what's happened over the last 2 years, they've actually had a pretty good pandemic, if you can say such a thing. Mm. They haven't been able to tour, but they have performed on The Late Late Show on RTE and also on James Corden's chat show in America.
And on Fanning of Whelan's. Go on.
And on Fanning of Whelan's, there you go. And they're going to be doing loads of touring this year. Ireland, UK and the US, including South by Southwest, are all in store for them.
Okay, so this one here is, I think it's Be By Your Side. Okay, Tula McKay, CMAT, Pillow Queens, Fontaines. What else for 2022, Chris?
We'll go with Maverick Sabre next. He's been a name that a lot of people would be familiar with. Oh, yeah. He's been around for about a decade now. His fourth album is coming out this Friday, actually, the 28th. Wexford via London, singer and rapper Michael Stafford. We're told it's something of a concept album written in lockdown about love and relationships. And it actually features a man who seems to pop up everywhere these days, Sheik Mel Rogers. Is going to be doing some of his chicken scratch guitar on a tune called Get Down.
I was chasing oasis, champagne supernova. I won the walls of the city, and do we all live forever? Take a shot, take a big one. I get lost in the head rush. Run away.
Okay, that's from his current album, When I Wake Up, but the new one is out next Friday. That track there is called Into Nirvana. And Don't Forget to Look Up is the name of the new album. A couple more, maybe, Chris?
Yeah, let's go with Ham Sandwich next. We haven't heard a huge amount from them for quite a long time. Their last album, Stories from the Surface, got to number one, actually, way back in 2015. It's nearly 7 years ago now, which is crazy. Have had a couple of singles and EPs in the meantime. And they released a single, which we're going to hear a bit of, Electro Wave, towards the end of 2021. As the title suggests, it's a bit of a left turn. We're used to quite a grandiose sort of Arcade Fire style indie sound from them. This is going more into sort of 80s Human League synth pop direction. So that's going to be an interesting one. The album's been recorded already, but it's not going to be out until the spring, I'm told.
Okay, they haven't had music for about 4 years or so, or maybe 3.5 years or so. They did bring that out, though, in 2021. I presume that's going to be on this new album. That's called Electrowave. That is Ham Sandwich, untitled 2022 album. One or two more?
Yeah, we'll go next with New Pagans. I'll have to throw in some Nordies for you. Belfast-based indie grunge band. They feature former members of bands some listeners might be familiar with from back in the day, Jet Plane Landing, Fighting with Wire and Girls Names. Debut album was released only last March, actually, and nominated for the Northern Ireland Music Prize. They're currently working on the follow-up. They've recently shared a video on Instagram of them recording vocals up at Malin Head in Donegal, so something suitably windswept maybe for album number two.
New Pagans, It's Darker is what that's called. And by the way, just at this point, I want to mention 2FM Rising, because it's happening with Tracy this coming Monday. Basically, 2FM reveals the 2FM Rising list for 2022. 2FM Rising is the list of brand new Irish acts who we believe are tipped for success in the year ahead. Some of the names from previous 2FM Rising lists are Fontaines DC, Denise Child, Dermot Kennedy, Jafaris, Lyra, Pillow Queens, Wild Youth, JC Stewart, For Those I Love, and Gemma Dunleavy. So you can check out the full 2022 list for the very first time with Tracy after midday on Monday on 2FM. Okay, a couple more, Chris, and we leave it at that. What else have we got?
All right, okay. Yeah, well, one more or two more? Two more. Okay, I'll give you an honourable mention, first of all, which is Silverbacks, whose album Archive Material was released just last week. Then we'll go with New Dad. They're a band from Galway who think are going to release an album at some point in 2022. They have been talking about them writing for one in interviews.
Wait a minute, the album I know by New Dad, is that not 2021 already? No, or was that 2020? Was that 2 years ago? I can't remember. Don't know.
Oh, I'm not too sure, actually, but I think but they have been working on a new one anyway. Huge buzz with this band on both sides of the Irish Sea and beyond. They were actually played the Pitchfork Festival in Paris last year, so they're definitely going on to great things.
Okay, I'll give you some of this. It's called Say It. Say It is what it's called, and that's from New Dad, and we're looking at new albums for 2022. And you mentioned Silverbacks, who gave us this on Fanning at Whelan's last week, actually, so I'll just give you a tiny bit of this track, A Job Worth Something.
How you spent your time.
Actually, the song they did on Vanity Whelans was Archive Material, which is the title track now of this new second album. Is this a quick follow-up to Fad then? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. It's only, I think, 18 months ago that they released Fad. So I guess like so many bands, you know, we've been off the road over the last over the last few years. They've had time to go in the studio. So we're seeing quite a few quick follow-ups, and that's certainly been another one.
Okay, last one for 2022. Last what have you got?
Well, we started with Fontaines DC. We'll finish with their Dublin post-punk peers, The Murder Capital. Sort of feels like they've been left in Fontaines' wake a little bit. They sort of came up around the same time, and I think they both went to BIM and go back quite a long.
Yeah, they went to the BIMM place, all right. What about, was When I Have Fears? Was that 2020, was it?
That was 2019, believe it or not. Right. That was like before the pandemic. Did really well. Got to number two in the Irish album charts. Went top 20 in the UK. Praise across the board. They have been a bit quiet of late, but they posted on Instagram just last month that they've written their second album. That's going to come out early this year, so it's a case of watch this space.
Okay, watch this space for album number two from The Murder Capital. Chris, as in music journalist Chris Jones, thanks a million, Chris, for being with us on the programme today. I'll play a little bit here of The Murder Capital. This is Don't Cling to Life. See you, Chris. Good luck. Take it easy.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.